Greetings in Jesus' name on this 21st day of October, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 43 degrees here in southern Maine, and what a joy and a delight it is to come to the radio mic again on this tenacious Thursday, another day that the God of heaven has granted unto us to serve Him. He is King. He alone is worthy to be praised. And we step aside and give Him maximum glory for what He is continuing to do. My, what a service we had last night. Our hearts were encouraged. Our souls were stirred. The Suttons and also some other visitors from Buford, Georgia, preached the Word of God, testified, all the ladies testified, and we just had a tremendous time of preaching and singing and shouting and rejoicing, and the invitation was strong, and God was stirring during the invitation. I just don't have any sad stories about what God's doing here in our midst. We go to church on Wednesday night. We're wide open. This building is packed, and it's just thrilling to be a part of worshiping our Savior who is alive, and He is alive forevermore. I hope that you are everlastingly at it where God has placed you, and that you've got the pedal to the metal, your ears pinned back, your hair combed, and thank God, going for Christ, wide open. That's the way it needs to be. I'm headed down to Bible class in just a few moments to teach Bible. Then tonight, I'll be teaching in our Bible Institute, the Southern Maine School of the Bible, and then, of course, preaching and teaching here on the radio, and it's just a thrill to be a part of it. Some 14 times a week, I'm able to open up the Word of God and preach and teach the wonderful truths of the Scripture, and I couldn't think of anything else I'd rather do. I thank God for all the things He allows me to do. Flying airplanes, driving bulldozers and backhoes, and running equipment, and all of those things are wonderful, but nothing compares to serving King Jesus. Your Bibles are open today to Proverbs chapter number 21. I want to call your attention to verse 21. Here we are, 21 today, and I believe God has a special truth for us. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. So here we find a great Bible truth. And the Bible truth that we find is this truth of following after. And we all are following after something or someone. Oftentimes, I'm challenging the young people to be careful who they're following after. Now we have to contend with these crazy cell phones. I want to use a little bit stronger word, but I don't want to offend nobody. But let me just go ahead and say it. Stupid cell phones. It's been one of the greatest distractions that America and the world has ever encountered. I started ministry without cell phones. I started ministry with an old memo pad, and my wife would write down things, and we had the phone that had a cord on it. I know some of you that are listening had the dial-ups where you had to call the operator and get connected. I'm not quite that old. I turned 52 yesterday. I'm not quite that old, but I grew up with the old corded lines, and when I went out visiting and soul winning and outreach, I didn't have the distractions of 1,500 people trying to get to me at the same time. Now we got young people with their face buried in that cell phone. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Your Space, His Space, Everybody's Space. I'm telling you, we've got some things that are distracting us. But here the Bible says, he that followeth after righteousness. Not after the cell phones, not after the lure and the lust of our day, but after righteousness. He that followeth after righteousness. That's right, Jesus Christ is the righteous one. He that follows after Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He that follows after righteousness, doing the right thing before Almighty God. He that followeth after mercy. And many people today in our churches are following after judgment. Hey, I want you to deal with that individual. They're full of wickedness and sin. Well, have you ever looked in the mirror? Oh, well, wait a minute. I was talking about somebody else. And they want to follow after judgment. They're always wanting to come down on somebody. But the Bible says, he that followeth after mercy findeth life. He that followeth after righteousness findeth life. And not only do they find those things, but the Bible says righteousness and honor. They get life, they get righteousness, and they get honor. When you follow after righteousness, you get righteousness, but you also get life, and you also get honor. I hope that you're following after righteousness and mercy today. Lift your head up high. Whoop! Hallelujah. What a joy it is to follow after the right things and the right individuals. May God help us to be our best, no less, for Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.